1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good morning, I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The family of 26-year-old Paige Smith is calling for justice after the woman was shot and killed by a Delta County Sheriff's deputy after a short pursuit last Friday morning. Sheriff's office and coroner releasing her name yesterday. Friends and family say the shooting was unnecessary and have set up a Justice for Paige Facebook page. Eastbound I-70 is open again after a five-hour closure through Glenwood Canyon last night in a multi-vehicle crash near Dotsero. The State Patrol says serious injuries were involved in the crash around 5:30. The interstate fully reopened around 10:30 last night. County Road 8 wildfire in Rio Blanco County has now burned 890 acres on private land. Crews from several agencies working on containment lines and burnout operations. The fire started as an agricultural burn and got out of hand near Meeker Sunday. No structures have burned. No injuries reported. The City of Rifles Humanity Restoration Crew is back at work, encouraging people to connect with one another one wave at a time. The crew started last fall, smiling and waving as friends or strangers walked by. A new tongue-in-cheek video is out, helping drive the point home, and more hello rodeos are planned along with warmer weather. You can check out the video and add your own through the Rifle City website. Grand Junction is at the top of the list for residents taking a stand to be more water wise. The city's joined the Wyland National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation and right now leads cities with populations of 30,000 to 100,000. If you haven't already, you can take the pledge at mywaterpledge.com and be qualified for daily prize drawings. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.